Spirit in this place. And I know it is the Spirit of the Lord. There is sweet expression on each face, and I know it is the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dawn, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we'll lift our hands and praise. Without a doubt, we know we'll revive when we shall leave this place. There are blessings you cannot receive till you know it in its fullness and believe. You are the one to profit when you say, I am going to walk with Jesus all the way. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dawn, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we'll lift our hands and praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. Thank you.
Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's close our eyes as we raise up our two hands to the Lord and we'll pray for ourselves in this song. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. We see the love of the Holy Ghost, do it again. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. We see the whole truth. Complete in Him. I am complete in Him. Complete in Him. I am complete. Shout it loud and clear. Where is complete? Hallelujah. Praise complete. Hallelujah. Your hand. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete.
Complete.
Hallelujah.
Complete.
Complete. Send that fire. The Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire, send the fire again. The Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Where's the Holy Ghost? Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire, eh? Pentecostal fire, eh? Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire, eh? Pentecostal. Where's the fullness of the golden bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the golden bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the golden bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Well, I am complete. Where's complete? Where's complete? Hallelujah. Where's complete? Hallelujah. Amen. For the next few minutes, because of the prevailing circumstances and the rage of the enemy that has been announced these days, that is wasting many and causing untold sorrow and hardship, with holy anger and holy hatred, with maximum merciless violence. Pray this plenty of prayers within the short time that we have. Don't negotiate with the enemy in these prayers. Anything can happen to anybody, anywhere, once they are against the child of the living God. Say this with boiling anger. Every power assigned to bring me sorrow. Can you shout this loud and clear? I'm sure you can shout it louder than that. You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare it. Aha, 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 aha. The power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. Masikaya boshende raboko parabo santa. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what just happened now. That short prayer, I wish you could see what just happened now. That's right. I see a woman over there. I see a short woman by your side now who has placed a load on your head. But right now, the load has been transferred back to the owner. Yes, that's that person over there. Say this again loud and clear. Every power assigned to quench my laughter. Is that the loudest you can shout this prayer here tonight? You are a liar! Dead! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. The power of God, in the name of Jesus, move! That's right. This is not a time to negotiate. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Basso potende ke yabo shente rabo koraba. Dakarabo sopode ke yabo shente. In Jesus' name we pray. So any power planning to announce my obituary this year? Your time is up. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Something is up over there. Masopote lakaya bo shente rabo koraba. Daribo soponde kayaba. Aha, aha, aha. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't say this one does not concern me. Ordinary headache can kill. Ordinary boil can kill. The other time I drove past the front of Atom Cemetery here. And I saw a pastor friend of mine. I said, Pastor, what are you doing here? So we came to bury somebody. So who is this? I said, lady. How old? He said, 26. What killed her? Said malaria and typhoid fever. Malaria and typhoid fever. So any sickness is on an agenda. The agenda is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the principle is very simple. Stop the infirmity before it stops you. So don't say this does not concern me. Terminal sickness. Hear the word of the Lord. Terminate.
Terminate.
Sisters, let me hear you shouting it again loud and clear. Brothers, shout it loud and clear. You now heard by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. That's right. Masopola kaya bo shende rabo konte rabakaya bo shanta. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Thou power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. In Jesus' name we pray. There are five persons here. You have been pounded in a witchcraft mortar. Right there where you are. The power of God is falling upon you. And the yoke of that mortar is broken completely. The power of God, in the name of Jesus, move upon these people. Now, in the name of Jesus. That's number one. That's number two. You must be released, yes. That's number three. That's number four. And that is number five. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You now pray this one before you sit down. Pray this one before you sit down. Say, every yoke of domestic witchcraft. Break! 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 In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a wonderful evening before you. We thank you because you are our rock, you are our strength. There is none like unto you. Your power is the absolute power. We give you praise, O Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Wonderful God, tonight, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon our lives. Teach us by yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Last week, we began to look at the University of Champions. The University of Champions. We divided champions into two categories. The negative champions, e.g., for example, Goliath, and the positive champions, for example, Elijah. And we began to say that day that any man or woman who will be an overcomer, any man or woman who will be qualified to bear the name a divine champion must pass through 10 schools. And we define on that day what we meant by champion. We now began to look at the schools one by one. The first school we looked at was the school of the wilderness. I would say the wilderness is a place of difficulty, a place of problem, a place of trouble. Every man will pass through their wilderness. Unfortunately, many die in that wilderness without reaching the promised land. The wilderness is a place where God tests the kind of person you really are. The test comes so that we can know the kind of quality of believer that you are. The test comes to show whether you are just a number in a church or you are a member. You may be passing through your wilderness experience now, and it seems as if all roads are closed. You are not the first person to pass through that wilderness experience. Many have passed through, and by the power in the blood of Jesus, they have succeeded. This is why I know that all who are listening to me here today, you will not die in your wilderness. You will not die in your wilderness. You will not die in your wilderness. And this is why I also know that all the serpents and scorpions in the wilderness are signed against you shall be roasted alive. In the name of Jesus. And we said God is more interested in our character than in our comfort. He wants to test the kind of person we are. We now went to the second school. The school of time. Or the school of patience. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord. They are the only ones who shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Those who wait upon the Lord. A lot of people have been destroyed by impatience. And some cannot really wait for their time. If you run ahead of God, you are the one who is going to reverse to meet him. It's not a question of him drawing you back. You will reverse by yourself. The school of time, the school of patience. You need to pass through that school. Abraham did. Many believers in scripture did. It's not sometimes very easy to be patient. But that is the only key sometimes that can get you through. We now go to the third school. Please, what is school number one? Can I hear you sounding like thunder? What's school number two? Time. School number three is the school of motive. The school of motive. In John chapter 3, I begin to read from verse 25. John 3 from 25. The school of motive. John 3:25. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given to him from above. Ye yourself bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. In modern day English, he says, Jesus must become more important while I become less important. Why, for example, do we fast and pray? Why do we sacrifice time and things like that? Are we seeking the glory of men here, or are we fasting to be seen by men? Are we likened to the Pharisees who just fast because they want people to know? The motive test occurs when God exposes the Christian to the inner and outer forces that influence our decision-making process. So you want to marry. What is your motive for that marriage? What is your motive? Are you looking for a companion, or are you looking for a baby factory, or are you looking for a house girl? I remember the story of that brother. 2 months to his wedding, he stopped washing his clothes or just piling the thing up in the room. People come and say, bro, you're not washing your clothes. Sister is coming. Sister is coming. So his own motive for getting married is to get a glorified house girl who will be washing his clothes. It's a wrong motive. Why do you want to get married? Baby factories. Are you just looking for somebody to give back to children? That's all. The motive test is very important. It's a school all champions must pass through. It is that motive test that will reveal your inner intentions. It will reveal your inner thoughts. It will reveal your inner values. It will reveal your inner priorities that causes the type of decision you make. That's why the Bible says, man looks at the outside. Say, but God looks at the inside. When God begins his judgment, he judges your motive. He judges what is going on in the laboratory of your heart. He judges what you really want. Oh, so you are a pastor. Why are you a pastor? Well, if you became a pastor because you are looking for money, you have failed before you started. If you become a pastor because you take it as a profession, then you lost from the word go. It's not a profession, it's not a career, it's a calling. In that motive test, we discover whether what you are doing, you are doing it for your own good, for your own benefit, or for the glory of God. The motive test exposes the unrighteous drives that are hidden deep within our heart. the motive test. So this is why 10 people can come to the Lord and say, I have a calling, I want to become a pastor. And God goes and says, you take power. You collect power. You collect power. And he leaves the rest alone. Because he can see what is in their heart. Many years ago, a young man came to me and said, Joe, please pray for me. I'm a pastor. He said, all my friends who are pastors, they are riding about in Mercedes-Benz. He said, but he is riding about in a Volkswagen car. I pray for me, I must prosper like them. I said, is that your priority? Or is it that you and your followers will make heaven? I said, let us pray. Just a short prayer. And within this pastor, a pig began to cry from his mouth. A pig, grunting like a pig. When I shook him up, I said, open your eyes, pastor. I said, what's happening? I said, I don't know. Instead of you to remove the pig inside of you, you are looking for Mercedes-Benz. The motive is wrong. A lot of people fail this motive test. There are plenty of people who can't do anything for anybody free of charge. When something arises, what is in there for me? What is my own gain? If you are like that, you will never become a champion of God. Let's understand this very well. That's why the Bible says, whatsoever thou doest, do it to the glory of God. If everybody in the house of God is looking for glory of God, the singers are looking for his glory, those playing instruments are looking for his glory, usher is looking for his glory, everybody is seeking his glory, there will be no fight in any church. There will be no problem at all in the house of God. The kind of thing that happened in that church in Shomoli there will never happen if everybody was seeking the glory of God. This Shomoli church, they fought and divided into two factions. Faction number one is holding the service on the gallery. Faction number two is holding the service downstairs. This one is singing, that one is praying. That one is preaching, this one is dancing. So when people come to church, you go to your faction. Either go upstairs or you stay downstairs. One day somebody decided to settle the quarrel. Gathered all of them together in the house of God. So the pastor of the ground floor was asked to address the congregation. So as he was talking, he wore his suit, he was talking. Somebody, a supporter of the pastor on the top, left his seat and walked straight to the everybody was looking at them. Left his seat and walked straight to the pulpit and put his hand inside his abada and brought out a powerful juju and began to rain incantation on the man standing on the pulpit. He began to rain incantation. I said, fall down from that place. The pastor smiled. He to put his own hand inside his coat and remove his own and began to talk. When the congregation saw that the pastor's own was stronger, he went and sat down. And people still sat down in that place and called it a church. I pray that the enemy will not manipulate your life. In the name of Jesus. Lucifer fell because he wanted the throne of God and he wanted to be worshipped. God did not create a devil. He created Lucifer, who became the devil. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, they wanted to be the leader of the people of Israel. That was the motive. They were destroyed. Balaam wanted the riches of Balak. That was his motive. He was destroyed. Demas loved the things of this world. That was his motive. He was destroyed. The Pharisees that Jesus criticized, they love the praises of men more than the praises of God. So a lot of people do things out of wrong motives. If your motives are impure, you are a failure in the school of the champions. I used to share this with the pastors. There used to be one Yoruba king. I don't know whether he's still alive or dead now. This king was always insulting Jesus and believers. Anytime he saw Christians, we just make fun of them, mock their God, talk to them anyhow. So one day in an open meeting, he insulted Jesus as usual. But there was a man of God in that meeting. He stood up. He said, Kabis, you have just insulted the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You have insulted my Lord Jesus Christ. He said, because of that, I speak paralysis unto your hand and unto your leg. In the name of that Jesus that you blasphemed. The king laughed. He said, you see what I'm saying? You see the rubbish he's talking. He said, I said they are fools. The king left that meeting. He was okay. When he got to his palace, the right leg became paralyzed. The right hand became paralyzed. I pray that anybody putting evil fingers at you, the finger shall be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus. When the king saw that there was a problem, he phoned a deliverance minister in Lagos. This deliverance minister did not bother to pray. He said, this place I'm going. Lord, should I go? No. He wanted to be popular. He wanted people to say, I was the one that prayed for KBC and he was made whole. That was his motive. He went there on a Saturday and prayed. And you know, the name of Jesus is creditworthy any day. He called upon the name of the Lord and the Lord answered. The hand of the king and the leg, they were restored. That was on a Saturday. By Monday, we had buried the deliverance minister. Why? Motive. 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 When a person is in a place and you put your own needs first rather than the purposes of God, you fail the motive test. When you put your own need first rather than the needs of other people, then you fail the motive test. While I went to study abroad, when all my friends, when they finished their courses, they were buying big cars, Mercedes-Benz, all of them were shipping cars to Nigeria. I too had money, but I could not buy those things they were buying. Why? Because I saw plenty of Nigerians with families who have come abroad to study, and they are Christians, and they are suffering from hunger. I can't see myself keeping money in the bank while those ones are suffering from hunger. So I began to give out my own money. Then, I looked like a fool, but now to the glory of God, things have changed now. Most of those ones who brought their Mercedes, they rode the Mercedes for 3 years, the Mercedes rode them for 5 years. Because motive is very important. When you desire to be the center of attention, even at the expense of those around you, you are failing the motive test. When you have this self-ambition of acquiring influence, you want power, you want wealth, you are bent on getting them, you have a wrong motive. You are dreaming dreams of becoming known and seen and admired by everybody. If that's your dream, it's a wrong motive. When you are in a place and you want everybody to say, oh, you are the most beautiful woman around here, and that's why you dress the way you dress, it's a wrong motive for dressing. That's why we've asked the question here before. That if everybody was blind and they cannot see, and you are the only one who can see, will you dress the way you are dressing? No. You probably dress modestly. When your motive is impure, then you begin to manipulate people to your own advantage. When your motive is not pure, you begin to maltreat people to your own advantage. When your motive is impure, you steal the glory that belongs to God. When your motive is impure, you steal the glory that belongs to others. When your motive is impure, you become very selfish. And you only promote yourself, self-promotion. Then you are not willing to serve others when your motives are impure. When your motives are impure, is then you find Christians who believe that giving offering is like playing lottery. So they are willing to give to God as far as God will multiply it back. If he's not going to multiply it back, no giving. You are in the house of God, you say you want to serve God, but if people don't notice you or give you praise, you are not happy, your motive is impure. You say you are sacrificing, but the sacrifice, you are just trying to look for an advantage. If you don't get that advantage, you give it up. Your motive is impure. When the motives are impure, it causes us to compromise our stand and values. When your motives are improper, you separate yourself from God. God will not be your friend anymore. When the motives are impure, it causes us to go to eternal judgment, doomed. No wonder the psalmist says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God. There are some unacceptable meditations. not acceptable to the Almighty. This is what we're talking about. All champions must pass through the motive school. When you have the proper motives, God is glorified by your actions. When you have the proper motives, God's purposes are fulfilled on this earth. When you have proper motives, people are blessed by your actions. Then your heart is pure and untainted with evil. Herein lies a great problem. A lot of people are failures at the motive school. A lot of us have improper motives for what we do. There are some people, they're only normal when you're not talking about money. But once you say money, the brain turns upside down. So their motivation is just money. And if you came to this world and your purpose of coming is just to make money, you have come in vain. Because there is something greater than that. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. I pray that anyone here today, and the enemy has manipulated your motive, manipulated your mind away from the throne of God, you will recover yourself today in the name of Jesus. You will recover yourself, you will recover yourself, you will recover yourself in the name of Jesus. How many schools have we dealt with now? What's the first one? Number two? Number three? Now the fourth school. The school of failure. The school of failure. In Joshua chapter 7. Joshua chapter 7. I read from verse 2. Joshua 7 from verse 2. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua, and said unto him, let not all people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. And make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men. What happened? And they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men. For they chased them from before the gate even unto Shebarim, and smote them in going there, wherefore the ass of the people melted and became as water. Joshua encountered his first failure. Failure happens to everyone who tries. Somebody has said, the only man who never makes a mistake is the man who never does anything. So it is with failure. No one is immune to failure. People fear criticism. People fear rejection. People fear pain. People fear loss. People fear failure a lot. It is not all the time that everything is honey and sugar. A lot of people pass through the school of failure before they became champions. Moses fled to the wilderness and lived there for 40 years. John Mark was rejected by Paul. Even Simon Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And he went out and cried bitterly. Abraham told lies that his wife was not his wife. David committed adultery and murder. Samson loved Delilah, and Delilah finished him off. There are men who fail. When there is failure, people tend to blame God. It's a mistake. When there is failure, people tend to blame others. It's a mistake. When there is a failure, people tend to blame circumstances surrounding them. It's a mistake. But the failure comes so we can become mature Christians. It comes so that we can develop the ability to endure. It comes so that we get to a place where we lack nothing. A lot of people think that all failure is bad failure. No. When people don't know that the school of failure is to enable them to sit down, study why they fail, reorganize what they are doing, and then try again, then they are in trouble. Failures has paralyzed so many men. Someone was there. I'm not going to risk it again. I'm not going to risk it again. Failure has caused some people to become fools, as if they don't know what to do. There is a bad failure as a good failure. When it depends on what you make it, life can make you better or bitter. I want you to raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this louder than anyone around you. Failure that defeated my parents. Hear the word of the Lord. I am not your candidate. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are still following me, shout hallelujah. There are four things you need to know about failure. Number one, failure does not have to be final. You can try again. It was said about the man who discovered the electric bulb. He tried thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times before he got it right. Two, failure does not have to kill you. You can be bigger than that failure. Number three, failure does not have to be fruitless. You can learn from that failure. Why did I fail? Four, failure does not have to produce fear. The world will not end just because you failed. Try and understand this, beloved. This is a very, very serious matter. I read about a student who failed an exam in Japan. He failed the exam 21 years ago. People thought he was dead. He just disappeared. Whereas he just went and hid somewhere in the attic of a building and refused to come out for 21 years because he failed one paper. It's a bad way to react to failure. The test, the school of failure, reveals our need of God. If you are everything you are doing, just going like that, you won't think you need God. You won't think you need Him at all. The school of failure reveals our limitation. You know that you are just a man. Only God is limitless. The school of failure reveals our sinful nature. The school of failure maintains us in humility. You become humble. The school of failure makes us value mercy and forgiveness. The school of failure. Those are the lessons that God wants to run His people through. That's why He takes them through that school. So failure is not failure if you can still learn something from that failure. Failure is only failure when you give up and you don't learn anything from the experience. But there are some people, they are permanent student in the school of failure. They refuse to pass away from the place. They just keep repeating the classes in the school of failure. And the enemy wants them in that school. Those who want to pass through the school of failure, number one, they must seek God for divine direction in everything they are doing. Everything you are doing. Whether you want to eat, want to drink, want to marry, want to go to school, want to go abroad, not to go anywhere. Seek God for divine direction. If you do not seek Him for direction, and you have already gone off on the wrong road, failure will be the result. Failure will be the result. A lot of people don't seek God for direction. They want to do business, they don't seek the face of God. They want to marry somebody, they don't seek the face of God. Somebody wants to do an important thing as marriage. You are not seeking the face of God. You are looking for a slim figure, a tall leg, a slim lady, a fat lady, a big lady. That's what you are looking for. So he's not seeking for divine direction. It's a very sad situation. I pray for all those who are already going the wrong road, that the Lord will recover their steps in the name of Jesus. So major failures happen when men put God in second position and they put themselves in position number one. Anytime God is made the tail and not the head, failure will certainly result. And some failure, you can survive. Some failure, let me be the last. You want to pass through the school of failure with success? Number one, seek God for divine direction always. Number two, get to the root cause of any failure you have. Get to the root of the cause of any failure that you have. Get to the root fast. So why did this happen? As far as you are concerned as a Christian, if you are attacked, your first question is not who attacked me. The first question is it my mother? Is it my father? Is it the witchcraft? That's not the first question. The first question is, why did the attack prosper in my life? That's the first question. When the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. If you don't ask the correct question, you are in trouble. You'll be like that man who was chasing the snake, but he was leaving the poison. A snake had beaten him. Instead of concentrating and pushing out the poison from his body, rather he was chasing after the snake to kill the snake. Get to the root cause of any failure you may have. The cause of your failure may be that you talk 200 words per minute, or you shout at people, or you insult people. The cause of your failure may be you are very loose. The cause of your failure may be prayerlessness. The cause of your failure may be that you don't pay your tithes. The cause of your failure may be that you are sexually loose. If you don't get to the root of it and deal with it, you continue as a student in the school of failure. You can do 2001 deliverance. You just be like that mama that came for prayer. An old woman. And there was a long queue of people. The man of God was praying for them one by one. When he got to mama, the Holy Spirit said, don't pray for this woman. Tell her to keep her mouth shut for 3 weeks. She should not curse anybody. She should not abuse anybody for 3 weeks. And she should be well. So the man of God said, mama, I'm not going to pray for you. Although you say, your back is paining you, your leg is paining you, you have arthritis, you have this, I'm not praying. So the Lord said, keep your mouth shut for 3 weeks. Don't abuse anybody. Don't curse anybody. Mama said, Hey, see me, see trouble. See this one. See this one. Hey, because I came to you for prayer. Say, look at himself. Look at his ears. His ears are like fan. Of course, the man of God did not talk. But by the time Mama left the place, she determined that for 3 weeks, true, she was going to keep quiet. And she won't curse or abuse anybody. Because even our children at home, she invites them with curses. She said, you, whose head is like fry pan, come here. That's how he calls people. After 3 weeks, she was completely whole without anybody praying for her. Number three, if you want to pass through the school of failure, you must regard every failure as a learning process. You are learning process. Four, you must prepare to change strategies. Without changes, there can be no progress. If you decide not to change, you will be chained. Number five, you must never give up. Ever. Never give up. Failure is no failure if you can learn from it. Failure is only failure when you give up without learning anything from that failure. I want you to understand that spiritual power, spiritual strength, becoming a giant in the spirit, becoming a champion in God, has no shortcut. No shortcut. If men of God sit down and begin to tell you what they've been through, you'll be surprised. One pastor came to me the other time. Said, excuse me, sir. Why should church members be insulting their pastors to his face? I said, pastor, has anybody ever slapped you before? He said, no. Have you ever preached and somebody waited for you outside the door of the church and gave you severe beating? Say, you are preaching against me. She said, no. Has anybody ever spat on your face because they say you are a pastor and you didn't come to pray for them in time? Said, no. So nothing has happened to you. Has anybody called you a mad person? Said, no. So what's the problem? Somebody just talk. So I said, all those things, they've happened to me before. One, there was a day like this, I had to beg one woman not to beat me up. Because she was waiting for me. She removed her headgear and tied it to her waist and said, yes, you are the one that preached this, that. I don't know how you know what you are saying. And I don't know who came to talk to me about you. Now you are going to see. I started begging because I know I could not beat her, but I had to beg, please ma. As I was begging, I was looking for a way to run away. I ran, but I did not escape one blow she gave, which landed on my back. But it doesn't matter. So I just ran away. So you pass through all kinds of valleys and shadows. In the church I was many years back, it was at the front of a native doctor. They brought a mad woman for the native doctor to heal. And the native doctor said, if I heal your daughter will become my third wife. And the parents agreed. Said, at least it's better for her to be a third wife than to be mad on the street. So they took the girl there. And the girl now received her healing. At least she stopped getting mad. And instantly became a third wife of the native doctor. But our church was close by. So this woman began to come to church. She started praying. Her prayer was disturbing the native doctor, the husband. The man asked her to stop coming to that church. The woman did not listen. Then, one day, the lady went home. I said, I don't want to be a third wife anymore. They say it's a sin in our church. The man said, it's a sin in your church? Where was your church when you were mad? They said, I had not joined at that time. I said, okay, tomorrow I'm coming to see that your pastor. And the man walked into the church. Native doctor, say, you are their pastor. Say, yes. Say, I tell you now, tell my wife not to come to this church again. If I see her here, I will fight you with everything that I have. That time I was very, very rascally. And I said, sir, is it physical fighting or spiritual fighting? Is that spiritual fighting? I said, well done, that's right. Let's go. Beloved, by this time, within a few weeks, his native doctor clinic had closed down. Because the first thing that was done was to prevent his customers from coming. He said, Father, plant your angel at the front of this native doctor clinic and let him chase away any customer. That's why I'm praying right now that any champion that is sent against you, the angel of God shall chase them out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. The prayers I want you to pray now, they are prayers of the champions. The prayers of the champions. The prayers that men have prayed even before we were born, and they became champions for Jesus. Can you shout this loud and clear? Shout it at the top of your voice. Spiritual powerlessness. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Aha. Yes. Jesus' name we pray. Say, drinkers of blood and eaters of flesh. Hear the word of the Lord. There! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Bosenta Karaba Shantaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. You will now pray this machine gun prayer. Machine gun prayer. Say, my inner man. Receive fire. Say it again. You now turn into a machine gun prayer like this. My inner man, receive fire. My inner man, receive fire. My inner man, receive fire. My yes. Yes, let the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to flow now. Begin to flow now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to flow now. Begin to flow. Masetakaya bo shende rabo kopora bo sente aba. Bakapola karabo sente yabo shanda. Continue, continue, continue. Thou fire of God. In the name of Jesus, flow! Thou fire of God, in the name of Jesus, flow! In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something wonderful is happening here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. That's the fire. That's the fire. That's the fire. That's the fire. Mase kapola kaya bo shende rabo sanda. Dan nakatara bo sente ya bo shende. Aha. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let us share the grace in fellowship.